when the attacks happened yesterday, my partner and I were just about to walk onto Los Ramblas from one of the side streets when we noticed the cars had stopped and people had started to pour into the side street, and there was an American lady shouting, "People have been hit and there's blood everywhere." We didn't know at that stage whether it was just a car accident or whether something else had happened, and we carried on, made our way onto Las Ramblas, but it was kind of chaotic and surreal. People were standing around who didn't really understand what was going on, and there were others moving, away from the incident, down towards where we were standing. We made our way through the back alleyways to where we were staying, because we couldn't actually get up Los Ramblas because of the people moving in the other direction. And when we got to the road where we were staying, we were literally level with where the van had come to an end, and we could see people on the floor. We could see them being attended to, and the police were starting to flood the side streets on foot and on motorbikes. We now know they were obviously looking for the driver of the van. Everyone was starting to panic a little bit. As we sort of walked down the street, there were groups of people running away from Las Ramblas, quite distressed. Police were in and out of all the side alleyways. We realized that this was more than just a car accident. There's a fairly major event going on. Helicopters started flying overhead. We managed to get back to our apartment. Once we were in our apartment, the police had set up cordons sort of in front and behind our apartment, and so we couldn't really go anywhere. We could obviously see armed police down the road. We're actually in the block next to the marketplace where there was a focus of sort of armed police attention for quite a while yesterday. We stayed in the flat till about 9:30, and then when the police cordon was lifted on the non-Rambler side of our apartment, we sort of made our way out of the city centre to meet friends, check that they were okay, and the whole mood of the city was, obviously fairly on edge, fairly tense, but most places were closed, were shut down. The bars that were open were very, very quiet. This morning, Los Ramblas is very busy. There's lots of international news crews there, obviously, but also a lot of tourists, a lot of public out walking down. Although, the mood is much quieter than it has been for the last few days. Plaza de Catalunya is fairly deserted apart from the news crews and very heavy police presence. We are due to come home on Monday. We're planning to stay in Barcelona until then. We feel as safe as you feel anywhere. I guess at the moment there's such a heavy police presence here now that we sort of feel fairly secure. Obviously, the fact that they haven't yet found the driver of the van leaves us a little bit on edge, but it hasn't put us off travelling, it hasn't put us off coming to places like Barcelona. At the end of the day, these events can happen anywhere. You can never mitigate against them, you can never predict where they're going to be. It's horrific what's happened on the Los Ramblas. It's literally a street where there is no escape for pedestrians. There are roads either side with a big pedestrian avenue down the middle. With the van coming down at speed down there, there would be nowhere to run, either into traffic at the sides or just be thrown into the market stalls under the food vendors at the sides. It's just absolutely horrific. We're just really, grateful that we were 2 minutes later than the attack. 2 minutes earlier, we would have literally been headed to the exact spot where that van ended, and could well have been victims of that crash. So we're really grateful to have survived that. And although a little bit shaken by events, we're determined to continue the holiday and to sort of make the best of the time that we've got here.